Homesick James here on the Blues Box. Homesick James doing a rendition of Crossroad Blues. Homesick James, originally from Tennessee, he first started recording back in 1937, and in the 1950s teamed up with his Mississippi cousin, Elmore James. Homesick got his name, his moniker, due to a little bit of a success with a tune called Homesick Blues. James ringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that will be followed at 3 p.m. with the Freetown Radio hosted by Roger Cash. So stay tuned. Lots of good music coming your way here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. We turn next to Homesick James's very famous cousin, Elmore James. Elmore started recording in the early 50s and recorded up until his near his death in 1963. He was 45 years old when he died of a heart condition back in 63. Here is Elmore James with one of his signature tunes, Talk to Me Baby.
See you cry, but I your brains out. Get ready to make you lose your mind. I can't walk the street, I can't contemplate in my mind. Let some pretty woman up and go with that. Breaking down, but stop breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. Don't find you to bust your brains out. Get ready to make you lose your mind. Women love to ape and clown. You ain't done up on telling me, remember. Tension down, but stop breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. Stuff for you to bust your brains out. It really make you lose your mind.
From 1972, the late Eddie Taylor on guitar and vocals with his cover of Stop Breaking Down from a disc called I Feel So Bad. Eddie Taylor was a good friend of Jimmy Reed, and some say played some of the best guitar on any of the Jimmy Reed recordings. They worked together quite a bit in Chicago back in the 50s and on into the 60s. Eddie Taylor was preceded by Elmore James. We heard Elmore James doing one of his classic numbers, a piece called Talk to Me, Baby. Elmore James, to some degree, was a protege of Robert Johnson. He knew Johnson in the 1930s and ended up adapting Johnson's style of slide playing to the electric guitar. And James also had a great, great, powerful vocal style. It was very, very influential as far as a lot of artists that were to follow him. Next here on the Blues Box, we just heard a Robert Johnson tune, the Stop Breaking Down. Johnson recorded that one back in 1937. We're going to go back to 1936 and listen to Robert Johnson do a number based on a Skip James tune recorded a few years earlier. Robert Johnson with 3220 Blues.
Can't help but know. things she don't want to do. And she gets unruly and things she don't want to. Take my 3229, cut her hair in two. She got a 30 special, but I believe it's most too light. She got a 30 special, but I believe it's most too light. I got a 3220, got to make the camps all right. I sent for my baby man and she don't come. I sent for my baby man and she don't come. All the doctors and hot springs sure can't help her no. I'm gonna shoot my pistol, gonna shoot my Gatling gun. I'm gonna shoot my pistol, got to shoot my Gatling gun. You made me love you, now your man have come. It do very well. I got a 3229, hits a button in. If I send for my baby man and she don't come. If I send for my baby man and she don't come. All the doctors in West Country sure can't help her no.
Down my breath. I'm a drunken hearted man. My life seems so misery. I'm a poor drunken hearted man. My life seems so misery. If I could only change my way of living, it would mean so much to me. I've been dogged and I've been driven ever since I left my mother's home. I've been dogged and I've been driven ever since I left my mother's home. And I can't see no reason why I can't leave these no good women alone. I'm the poor drunken hearted man. cause of it all.
I'm playing now.
I'm the drunken-hearted man, and sin was the cause of it all. But the day you get weak from no good women, that's the day that you surely fall.
Peter Green, formerly of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green doing a rendition of Drunken Hearted Man, a Robert Johnson tune from 1937. And we heard Robert Johnson from 1936, just prior to hearing Peter Green. We heard Robert Johnson doing 3220 Blues, a tune that had its genesis in Roosevelt Sykes' tune of the late 20s called 44 Blues. We were talking about the 4440, and then when Skip James was up in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1931, the producer wanted him to do a tune that would sort of play off the popularity of 44 Blues, so Skip James divided 4440 and got the 2220, which wasn't really a Winchester caliber at all, but Robert Johnson fixed that in his 1936 recording. Threatening Violence and all that, which was part of the Skip James tune. James was a very odd and very, very angry character, so said, for a good part of his life, and a very, very interesting recording artist. We're going to listen to Skip James next here on KRVS. He first recorded something like 23 tunes back in 1931, went home. The tunes didn't sell well because they were in the middle of the Depression. A lot of the music wasn't all that appealing to blues audiences, people that might dance to blues music at the time, but it was appealing to other musicians. He had a lot of impact with other musicians, particularly with Robert Johnson. But years later, when his career would be revived in the 1960s and 64, Skip James influenced a whole new generation of blues artists. We're going to listen to Skip James from 1931 doing a tune. This is a really oddball piece. It's an eight-bar two-step played way too fast, or so it seems. And it was a tune that brought him the most money of any of his recordings ever in his life. He got $6,000 for this particular piece in royalties when Cream made a hit out of it. They sold over a million albums that had this tune on it. The tune is I'm So Glad. Here is Skip James, and again, some very, very interesting guitar work here. Skip James from 1931, I'm So Glad.
I'm so glad, and I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad. I don't know what to do, don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of moaning, tired of groaning for you. I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad. I'm tired of weeping, tired of mourning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, and I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad. I'm so tired of mourning, tired of groaning, longing for you. I'm so glad, I am glad, I am glad, I'm glad. I don't know what to do, know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, and I am tired, I am tired. I am glad, I am glad, I am glad. I don't know what to do, what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of mourning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, I am glad, I am glad. glad, I'm glad. I'm so tired, yeah, I am tired. I am tired and tired. I'm tired of weeping, tired of mourning. Not a groaning voice. I'm so glad, I am glad, I am glad, glad. I don't know what to do, what to do, don't know what to do.
Keb Mo on guitar and vocals from his disc Just Like You, and his rendition of Last Fair Deal Gone Down, a tune that Robert Johnson recorded back in the 1930s. Some say that that song was based on a Charlie Patton version of You're Gonna Need Somebody When You Die, or You're Gonna Need Somebody On Your Bond. It also is very similar to a tune in old-time country music and bluegrass called Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Before hearing Keb Mo here on KRVS, we heard Skip James from 1930. 31 doing I'm So Glad again, a tune that the band Cream covered in the 60s, and Clapton and Company sent Skip James a check for $6,000 for the use of his tune, and it said that he had never had that much money in all of his life. Skip James. You're listening to the Blues Box. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And there is a bit going on around town this weekend and on into next week. Tonight for Downtown Alive at Park International, starting at 6 p.m. from Austin, Texas, the band Soul Track Mind. And after their performance, you can hear Yazoo at Antlers tonight. Also Brass Bed playing at Blue Moon Saloon. The Biscuit Hound and the Botanists at Artmosphere this evening. Filthy Still and the Butchers at Wild Salmon. Also tonight, Wayne Toops at La Poussière and Bro Bridge. And back here in Lafayette, Steve Cohen Band with Kurt Boudreaux, Brandon Henry, and Robert West playing Backstage Bar and Grill. Tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys will be playing for breakfast at the Café Des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Rebel Rousers, Adam Lee and the Dead, Matt Woods, and House Sound at Artmosphere. And Shane Andrepont along with Steve Cohen and Band at Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. It's Bruce Springsteen Hoot Night at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow evening. And just about every Saturday, there's a Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. On Sunday, the Huval Family Band will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step will be at Whiskey River. April May and the June Bugs play Blue Moon Saloon. Sunday, the Magnolia Sisters will be at Cochon's on the River. And also Dead Flowers and Taylor Verrett will be at Artmosphere. Chubby Carrier plays Vermilionville Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night, there's a jazz jam at Bisbano's. It's Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. And also Tuesday and Thursday, there's a jam at Backstage Bar and Grill. Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. Coming up next Sunday, the 30th of September, there's going to be the Hemingbow Blues Festival taking place in St. Francisville. And it will feature a number of artists. Tab Benoit and the Voice of the Wetlands. All Stars will be there. Big Chief Monk Boudreaux, Jumpin' Johnny Sanson, Waylon Thibodeau, and Johnny Vodakovich. Also, all those playing with Tab. Also, Kenny Neal will be performing. Big Luther Kent, Chris LeBlanc, and Elvin Killerby for, again, the Hemingbow Blues Festival, St. Francisville, coming up a week from this Sunday, the 30th of September. And let me see, doors open at 12 noon. Music runs from 1 to 8 p.m. If you'd like more information on this event, you can check out brbluessociety.com. That's Baton Rouge Blues Society, brbluessociety.com, and get some more information on that event. We have music next from Junior Wells, the late Junior Wells, blues harp player and vocalist. We're going to go back to 1996, listen to a track that he laid down at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. He had with him on guitars Tab Benoit. Tab's going to do the second acoustic solo on this tune, and Alvin Youngblood Hart doing the first. Bob Sunda on bass, and again, Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals with an old Tampa Red tune called She Wants to Sell My Monkey.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah, man.
What that monkey you had in that cage?
Me and my gal wanted to sell it. Let me tell you all about it. Me and my baby keep falling out. But let me tell you, Evan, here's what it's all about. She want to sell my monkey.
Oh, my.
She want to sell my monkey. She want to sell my monkey. But that will never do.
You better get hip to yourself, man.
It used to be hers, but she gave it to me. Why she wanna sell it, I just can't see. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. But that will never do.
Hey, we don't get along. But she don't realize that she's doing me wrong. She wanna sell my monkey.
Oh, no.
She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. That will never do.
This time I wanna give you some advice.
Yeah, man.
Listen here, Junior. If I was you, I'd make a bag, steal, and borrow and bring it on home to you. Then she wouldn't have to sell your money.
Oh, I see.
No, boy, I wouldn't let her sell it.
Are you sure? I just don't see it that way.
Now, if it was me, that's I would never do.
Oh, hush up, Alvin, and play your guitar, man.
Thank you.
Joe Friday. That was Alvin Youngblood Hart from his disc Big Mama's Door. And we heard Hart prior to this tune playing guitar behind Junior Wells. Both he and Tab Benoit doing that on Junior Wells' disc Come On In This House, again recorded back in 1996. Junior Wells, Alvin Youngblood Hart, Bob Sunda, and Tab Benoit doing a number called She Wants to Sell My Monkey. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to a tune that is often associated with Junior Wells. He's definitely recorded one of the signature versions of this number. We're going to turn, though, to Joe Bonamassa from his disc Black Rock to get his take on a tune called Look on Yonder's Wall.
Support for KRVS comes from Bayou Vermilion District, which works to preserve our natural and cultural heritage by offering environmental and recreational activities along the bayou and Vermilionville, a Cajun and Creole folklife park situated on the banks of the Bayou Vermilion, representing life in Acadiana between 1765 and 1890. More information and upcoming events at bayouvermilion.org.
Satisfied. and I can't be satisfied. Somebody stole my baby, and they left me here to cry. I felt kind of funny. I got home from work, she wasn't there. You know, I felt kind of funny. I got home from work, she wasn't there. Yes, I searched the whole neighborhood. She couldn't be found anywhere. Now I'm standing here trembling. The tears have begun to fall. You know, I'm standing here trembling. The tears have begun to fall. No, it wouldn't have been so bad if I thought I wouldn't see her anymore.
Their disc, Standing Room Only. That was Room Full of Blues. The disc came out back in 2005. And they were doing, of course, a number called My Mind is Troubled. Before we heard Room Full of Blues, we heard Joe Bonamassa from his disc Black Rock doing a cover of Look on Yonder's Wall. Again, a tune that I guess some more contemporary versions are associated with Junior Wells, but the really popular version of that tune was done by Jazz Gillum on blues harp and vocals with Maceo Merriweather on piano back in 1946, and that version spawned a whole lot of covers of the tune. The Rolling Stones did it a lot during their 1968 tours. Elmore James did it, Freddie King, Johnny Copeland, Fleetwood Mac, and quite a number of others. Look on Yonder's Wall. We're going to turn next to Duke Robillard. We just heard Room Full of Blues. Duke was one of the founding members of that band and worked with them for some time. They had quite a hectic work schedule. It finally got to him, and he moved on to other things. From his 1997 disc, Dangerous Place, Duke Robillard on guitar and vocals with a tune called I May Be Ugly, But I Sure Know How to Cook.
When it comes to good loving, my baby says I wrote the book. Yeah, when it comes to good loving, my baby says I wrote the book. I may be ugly, baby, yes, but I sure know how to cook. Her dinner in the evening, breakfast in the morning too. I fix her dinner in the evening, breakfast in the morning too. She says there ain't no kind of cooking, old Duke, you don't know how to do. Let's do a little cooking, boy. We'll be right back.
slow and easy, so I know it comes out right. Then I simmer for a long time, sometimes it takes all night. Just before it boils, take the lid right off the pot. I stir it with a passion, give it everything I got. When it comes to good loving, my baby says I wrote the book. I may be ugly, baby, yes, but I sure know how to cook. Yeah, baby, I may be ugly, but old dude sure knows how to cook. That's right, sugar. Everything you need right here. You're gonna be satisfied when I'm through, baby. So is good.
Just go. to do what I used to do. I've lost my crying out loud. I just can't do what I used to do. So take me for what I am. And I told you a little dab would do. Yabba-dabba-do.
Buddy Guy with a number called A Little Dab-a-Doo. That probably causes a lot of people to remember a certain commercial for a men's hair product many years ago. Buddy Guy from 1994 and from his disc Slippin' In. Before we heard Buddy Guy here on KRVS, we heard Duke Robillard from a disc called Dangerous Place. Duke did a number called I May Be Ugly, But I Sure Know How to Cook. And again, Duke was one of the founding members of the band Room Full of Blues in Rhode Island back in the late 1960s. He's had a lot of discs out and albums out over the years, worked with the Fabulous Thunderbirds out of Austin, Texas for a while, and has put out his own product, produced discs for others. He's really been hot on the blues scene for a long, long time. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. We say that hopefully not ad nauseum, but we have to. We have to rely on our listeners to help us keep these programs going. We need to develop new listenership whenever we can, and we appreciate all of those of you out there who support us and have done so for a while, and we hope that those of you who are not supporters of public radio here in Acadiana will become supporters, and you can pledge securely online at our website, krvs.org, to address that issue. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Johnny Winter to kick off our final hour of the Blues Box. And to take us on up to news time, we're going to turn to a disc by a group, a brand-new disc by a group called Hip Shake. And they have their disc is called I Want to Thank You, and they're going to do a piece called West Coast Strut to take us up to news time with NPR. The news is next.
¶¶